Dude, fuck, man. I don't know, but you gotta hear this Page boot. It sounds
Dude,
awesome.
tell me about it. I've gotta hear it.
It's raging.
Raging. Endless, Matt. I was there.
Total tear, man.
Dude, it's one of the greatest displays in guitar in the history of rock and roll.
I know, man.
And I was there.
I didn't dose that night, but a lot of my friends were on acid that night.
Oh, I was flipping. I was flipping on doses.
Yeah.
I was out of control on acid. Dude, it was the insane, it was beyond words insane.
All right, stack that against Robin Trower at the Coach House.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Honestly, Robin, here's what it is. I'll just tell you right now. Richie Blackmore put on the most insane guitar display that I probably will ever see. At the Forum Rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Travers was backing him up. I doubt I will ever see anything close to that. David Gilmour, 83, his solo tour down in Irvine, and also in 87 with Pink Floyd, is second. So you can imagine how hard they went off. And Page is third. But really, it's hard to say. They're just, they all three, I caught them all three going off so fucking hard, man. But it's just my own personal style.
Yeah.
Blackmore took the cake, Gilly second, Page third, Trower fourth, dude. Fucking, I would describe, like, Robin Trower as power. Just serious, like, one-noting you to the ground with a fucking jackhammer. Just hitting these gnarly, bending, twisting notes. Screaming wah-wah pedal. Just fucking blazing through your ears. Just feedback, just searing your fucking mind, bro. I mean, dude, Trower was beyond words insane. Gilmour, dude, the only way I can describe Gilmour is this. Listen to Dogs. Listen to the solo on Dogs. You know the song?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I'd imagine. Listen to that solo on Dogs and times it by like 10 or 20 and turn up the volume by like 50. And that's kind of what I'm talking about. To where he hits that, wah, 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 wah. You know that one part that I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That, dude, he was flowing that shit, man, doing loop-de-loops, man. I mean, just solos that came out of nowhere that you weren't even expecting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To where you're, like, he'll be throwing you fucking loops and curveballs and screwballs, and you'll be expecting this sound, and he'll come off with some totally off-the-wall and fucking just, I mean, he was bending those strings, fucking ripping just this slow, teeth-grinding fucking face fucking, and his face was, like, so intense. I mean, dude, I don't know if he moved his feet once, bro. I mean, to tell you the truth, honestly, he did. But he just stood there, and the look on his face, he was just, fuck, man, I'll never forget. 83, I'm front row, literally front row. His rhythm guitarist is Mick Ralphs, fucking Mott the Hoople and Bad Company.
Yeah.
They fucking they face each other off, dude, trading off solos. And this was ad-lib, dude. This wasn't staged, I know, because I was tripping on acid, and I sensed it. I was there. Mick Ralphs takes off his guitar, dude. Now, keep in mind, this is Mick Ralphs. He's a legend in his own right, dude. Fucking Mott the Hoople and Bad Company? I mean, there you have it.
I know.
He fucking takes off his guitar, dude, lays it down in front of David Gilmour, bro, fucking bows, shakes his hand, shakes his head simultaneously, mumbling to himself, oh my God, turns around and walks off the stage. David Gilmour turns, because David just blew him away to where it was like, oh my God, I cannot play another note, is exactly what Mick Ralphs was thinking. That's exactly the respect he paid. I cannot pick up my guitar again. He fucking laid down his guitar, shook his head, shook Gilly's hand, turned around, walked off the stage just like blown away, just like everyone in the whole fucking place was blown away. His own musicians were blown away, dude. Gilmour turned around, dude, came to the edge of the stage, dude, bolted out the insane fucking, it sounded like a helicopter was landing. I don't know how he got that fucking sound effect, dude. I mean, I know he's got some gimmicks and shit, but this stuff came out of left field, bro. I don't know where this shit came from. I thought fucking a helicopter was landing on my head. Fucking boom, fucking,
holy.
Dude. fucking laser shoot off from behind my head and hit this mirrored reflector below his picks, below his fucking, right below his bottom string, bro. He had this little mirrored reflector. And fucking, then the lasers, synonymous with the fucking helicopter sounds, were machine gunning off of his fucking mirror on his guitar. And how fast they were going and how fast...
And you were tripping on acid? Fuck.
Dude, I was not tripping. I was flipping on acid. And there were two lasers coming from either side that were connecting to the same spot on the guitar. And they were both machine guns with little spaces in between. And the exact speed of the sound of the helicopter was exactly how fast the machine was, the lasers were shooting.
Yeah.
And then it got faster and faster. And this fucking machine gun. And then he just broke out, cranked on the wah-wah. Just fucking, oh my God, I lost it. I lost it. Then I saw him in 87 with Floyd. Sorry. Gillies. Dude. And then I told you about Blackmore, bro. Blackmore fucking in 1980, 13 years ago. Smoked. Just blazed beyond words, bro. He was possessed, dude. That was not a human being I saw that night.
Oh my God. I can imagine, dude.
Seriously.
Derek.
Yeah.
Fuck, I gotta go to practice.
Dude, right on, bro.
I'll call you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Later.
Monday, 2:49 p.m.